Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. We're holding the final word on daf Tes Zayin Omid Beis. And the Gemara begins, Amri, Charifid de Pumpadisa. Those, the very sharp scholars in Pumpadisa said the following. Who are these very sharp scholars? Taprashi reminds us in Masechet Sanhedrin and daf Yud Zayin, you have a whole Omid that goes through identifying the various Chachomim throughout Shas, who are not mentioned by name, but are given titles. So in this case, the Charifa de Bombadisa are Eifa and Avimi, the sons of Rochba, who lived in Bombadisa. I'm reading this from the top Rashi on Yud Zayin Omid Aleph. You see Rashi, Charifa de Bombadisa, Eifa and Avimi b'nei Rochba.
Were they contemporaries of Rav Shmuel? Or?
They were Amiron. So typically, you have a whole bunch of similar names in Sanhedrin where they give them titles. Everybody knew, oh, this Charifi, Dainei to this, Chachmei this. Those titles let everybody know who we're referring to. Anyway, what did they say, Lamaisa? Haktorah mifageles haktorah. What does that mean? We've already discussed numerous times over the last few days that when it comes to Hilchos Pigel, we have the rule of Ein mafaglin b'chotzi matir. At least that's what the Rabbanan hold. While Rav Meir disagrees, and you can be mafagel b'chotzi matir. Normally, when we talk about that machloikis, we're talking about a matir and a nitar. So in the case of the korban mincha, your normal, regular korban mincha has two matirim. One matir is the kmitza, that one's maktir on top of the marocha on the mizbeach, and the other matir is the levoina, that you also go and you are maktir on top of the mizbeach. So if you only take one of those two, and during the haktoras hakmitza lemoshel, or during the haktoras levoina lemoshel, meaning only one out of the two, the koyin that is being maktir one out of the two, he has the machsheves pigel by one of the two. That's what we call a chotzi matir. What would be the normal machsheves pigel? To go and eat the shirayim that's left over from the karbon mincha lemachar. So we already discussed that that's the machloik between Rav Meir and Rabbanan, that if you only have that machloik, is that machsheves pigel by one of the two, does it become pigel or not, depending whether you hold mefagle mechotzi matir or ein mefagle mechotzi matir. However, here we're talking about a slightly different case, and that is b'shas the haktoras ha-mincha, that is the kmitza of the mincha, he had in mind to be makdir the levoina tomorrow. You're supposed to be makdir the levoina on the same day, you know, pretty much contemporaneously. The Rambam says it really should be done simultaneously because you put it back into the second kli, both together, but it doesn't have to be that way. We had the Gemara a few days ago that ain ikuv the mincha, meaning that you could go and be makdir the kmitza first, and subsequent to that, be makta levoina. No, you can be makta levoina first, and then be makta the kmitza. There's no real order which is ma'akev. But you got to do both of them. Very good. I'm glad that you brought that up. The Rashi, at the very beginning, if you look in the third line, says, Rashi be avagav de ein matir, mafagalis amatir. Mamish, what you were just saying, my good friend. And Rashi is going to bring it further down on the Yomid. We're going to get to that. But put that question to the side at the moment. In the meantime, we're talking about one matir being mafagel the other matir. What does that mean? Lamosha, when you're going and bringing the haktoris hakmitza, the kohen has in mind that we're going to be makta the other matir tomorrow. We're going to be makta levoina outside. No, it doesn't have to be outside, but we're going to do it lamochar. So that is a machsheves pigel. Say the charif de pomdisa haktorim mefagelis haktorah, and now you got a problem of pigel on this korban mincha, and you won't be able to eat the shirayim because the shirayim now have the status of pigel. Even the Rabbanan would agree. Why? That you only say if you're being mafagel b'chutzi matir, meaning, what is the nitter of both the kmitza as well as levoina, the nitter is the shirayim. Shirayim means the shiorei mincha that are eaten by the kehan. Zoktun Zimar, when do you say in Mafag Machotzi Matir Kuntrabonan? When the Machshav was Lagabi, the Shirayim, that what they were going to eat, the Shirayim, Lamachar, or case of Chutzim Koimai, we're going to eat it outside the Azara. That's another case of, it's not Pagel, the Esh Bekaris, it's possibly Ein Bekaris. But that's because you have a Machshav Lagabi Shirayim. Ulevoinim and Miltzakayim, and as far as Levoin is concerned, you don't have any Machshav whatsoever. You don't say, you don't do. You're only being mefagel by the case of the kamitza lamashal, and the only nitter that we're thinking about is eating the shirayim lamachar. Oh, then we say, kuntzechamim ein mefaglim chotzimatim. Aval hacha dechisha belevoina, kama dechisha bekule matir dami. The Gemara says something fascinating. And the Gemara says, even though we hold ein mefaglim chotzimatim, that's if your machshava, the nitter, the machshava was related to the nitter, meaning the gabi de shirayim. So since the gabi de shirayim, there are two matirim. The matirim are the haktoris hakoimitz and the haktoris halavoina. And you only had in mind one of the two, b'shas, one of the two, the gabi de shirayim. So ein mefaglim b'chotzi matir, according to Rabbanan, and Remeir disagrees. Over here, however, he's being mefagel from one matir to the other matir. Which matir? The marshal from the kamitza to the lavoina. Oh, so even though it's only a chotzi matir, because you have to have the two matirim together, however, we put the two together, hacha dechishev lo belevoina, kima dechishev bei bekule matir dami. This is a very, very unique svara that the Harif of the Bumpadis, and maybe that's the reason why they're considered to be so charif, because even though I hold, like the Rabbana, that ain't mefagli mechotzi matir, that's only if you're talking about legabi the shirayim. But since here we're going from one matir to the next matir, even though it's only chotzi matir, but guess what? The other matir is involved in this machshavas pigel, in the fact that it is in a sense like the nitter. It's not, because the mincha is not matir levoin is not matir the mincha. But since both of them are involved in this machshava, one is in terms of I'm going to go and be mefagel by going to be makter levoina tomorrow. And guess what? The levoina is part of this machshava. So somehow or other, I squeeze the two together, I merge them, and I have the whole matter involved. The one that has the bad machshava, and the one that is the subject of that bad machshava. That's enough to combine the two together. Obviously, it's a great gvaldik chiddush, and we're going to talk about this a little bit further down the Amid as well.
So who did it make people?
The pigel ultimately affects the shirai. It doesn't affect the levoina because you don't eat the levoina anyway. So you affect the shirai by having a machshava from the kmitza onto the levoina. It's Omer Rava. I'll bring you a raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah was back on Daf Yud Beis. Voshtet on the Mishnah. This is the general rule. And this general rule is very straightforward. When can you have a machshava pigel? By any one of the four avoiders. Kol HaKoimitz, the one that's doing the Kemitza. The Noisim Mekli, he's putting it into the Klisharis. The Moilich, the one that's taking the Klisharis up to the Kevish. Ma'amakdan, the one that puts it on top of the Marach, on top of the Mizbeach. All of those four, those are the four times that you can go and have a Machshavas Pigel. Lechol, Dabishadarka, Lechol, to go and eat something that normally one eats. Ulahakta, Dabishadarka, Lahakdir. Or to be Makdir, something that one normally is Makdir, meaning, in the case of Lechol, Dabishadark, Lechol, he has in mind the Gabe de Shirayim. Or Lahakter, Dabishadark, Lahakter, he has in mind the Gabe, either the Kemitza or Lavoina, that you're going to be Makter on the Mizpeach. If that Machshava of Pigel was a Machshava of Chutzlam Koimai, possibly in Beikaris. If the Machshava of Pigel was a Chutzlam Manai, Pigel Bechayom and Alav Kares. Okay, so now before we continue on, let's think about this for a moment. When we say Zeaklal Kol HaKoimitz, comes at the time that you're taking the Kmitza. Oh, that's one of the four times that you can have a Machshavas Pigel to spoil the carton. So what happens if the Koin, as he's doing the Kmitza, he says, I have in mind to go and eat Dovah Shadarka Lechol, which means the Shiore Mincha, we're going to eat it tomorrow. No, that's a Machshavas Pigel. What happens if Bishas the Kmitza, he says, I'm going to go and be makdir the Levoina tomorrow. Nope, that's a Machshavas Pigel. But here we're talking about from the Kmitza to the Haktara. What's the Gemara trying to bring a raya to? It's trying to bring a raya from the Hamakdir. we have the koimitz, the noisim, the kli, v'amoylech, v'hamakter. By the makter, we said that, just like the other three, how can you create pickle if you have machshava legabe a dover shadarka lechol shirayim and legabe dover shadarka lahakter? He's already being makter. What is he having in mind? Lahakter dover shadarka lahakter. I'm in the middle of being makter right now. What is the pickle machshava? Muzduch zayin my lab haktora dumya dahanoch. Just like the first three, mahanoch bein lechol bein lahakter, because that's the lashon hamishna zehaklal. Dovish Darka Lechel, Dovish Darka Lahakti. A factor number four on the list is also Bein Lechel, Bein Lahakti. And therefore, how can you have a machshava from Lahakti onto Lahakti? I'm being makter right now. I can't go and say, Rabois, I'm being makter the Kemitza now, and I'm having in mind that we're going to be makter the Kemitza tomorrow. I'm being makter the Kemitza right now, and I'm being makter the Kemitza tomorrow. Oh, it must be that Bishasti Haktoras HaKemitzi has in mind to be makter the Levoina tomorrow. And you see from the Mishnah that it works, because that's the list of the four, and each one of them you can have by darker to the Dovish Darka Lechel and Dovish Darka Lahakter. So that's a very nice raya to what the Harifi and the Bobadisa are saying. Zoktimara Loi Senishka Raya. Hanoch, the first three, Bein Lechel, Bein Lahakter, side during the time that he's doing the Kemitza, or the Nesina Bakli, or is being Moilech. He has this machshava of pigle, either to eat something tomorrow, the shirayim, or to be makter something that tomorrow, such as either the levoina or the kemitza, we're going to makter tomorrow. But the number four on the list, the hamakter, the number four, haktora, that's lachal in lachter loy. Maybe that's only vis-a-vis achila and not vis-a-vis haktora, because after all, I'm doing haktora, so even though the Lashon HaMishnah is very expansive and says, Davish Adarka Lechel, Davish Adarka Lahakter, but the Gemara means respectively where it's appropriate. It's appropriate by the first three to have the machshav of either one. But it's not appropriate, Bishas Haktara, to go and have a machshav on Haktara. So therefore you don't have a clear-cut right. Although the Mishnah on the surface looks like it works, but the Gemara says you don't have 100% right, 90% right. Zokti Mori Yosef Ramanashe Bar Gaza Kamedi Abaya. So Rav Menashe was sitting in front of Abaya. The Yosef HaKamah Mishmeid Rav Chizda, he said in the name of Rav Chizda, Ein Aktor Mefegeles Aktor, just the opposite of what we just said in the name of the Chariv et Bobadisa. Chariv et Bobadisa on the top line said Aktor Mefegeles Aktor, even according to the Rabbanon, that Ein Mefagli B'chotzi Matir. Now, Rav Menashe repeats in the name of Rav Chizda that Ein Aktor Mefegeles Aktor, so now we're going mamish mikotze el hakotze. Even the Rameir holds that you can be mafagel b'chotzi matir, and here I'm being mafagel from matir one to matir two. So l'chori it's a chotzi matir, and according to Rameir that should work. No, hanimil hechad chishev b'hu b'shirayim the koimitz matir did who? Ah, v'l'hocha the koimitz la matir levoinahu le'motzul mafagel bay. Even a Meir that holds that you can be mafagel b'chotzi matir, he holds that you're being mafagel by using one of the two matirin to be mafagel the shirayim. Normally, if you want to go and be mafagel the shirayim, say the Rabbanan, you have to have the machshavas pigel by both. But both by the kemitzas, by the nakmitza haktoris hakoimetz, and the haktoris halavoina. You can't just be mafagel with one of the two. But that's hanimil echad chishev b'shirayim, because I want to go mimafagel the shirayim b'pemole. I'm saying by the shirayim we're going to go and eat it l'mochar. The koimitz matir to do, says Rameir, the kemitza is its matir. You're right, there are two matirim, but that's okay. You only need one. You don't have to be super frum and have a machshavas pigel by both of them. Migle one by one is enough. Chutzi matir fagel. Aval hocha, here you're talking about being mafagel from the haktoris hakemitza to the haktoris halavoina. After all, koimitz la matir levoino. Koimitz is not a matir of the levoina. Number one, you don't eat the levoina. But number two, says Rashi, since we learned a few days ago that ein ikuv ba mincha, which means there's no prescribed order, you can go and bring the kemitza first or the levoina first. So then kemitza is not a matir for the levoina to be put it on the mizbeach, because you can put on the mizbeach even though the kemitza is waiting on the side to be nictor. We haven't done the kmitza yet. But the kohen with the levoina says, I'm ready to put the, put the levoina, no problem. But we didn't do the haktoris of kmitza. That's not ma'akiv. So you see that kohimitz is not a matter of the levoina. Therefore, le'matz in mafagobay, no such thing as being mafagobay by the levoina, b'shas, whilst you bring the haktoris of kmitza, I'm going to go and be makter this levoina tomorrow. Mr. That is not a proper form of pickle. So therefore, we have a machloikis between the Harifa de Pompadisa with Haktorah Mefegelas Haktorah, or we have now Rav Chizda that says, Ein Haktorah Mefegelas Haktorah. Before you get to your questions, just finish the shtickel. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said, now to Rav Menashe, tell me, Oni Mori, please tell me, my friend, when Rav Chizda said this, did Rav Chizda say this on his own, or did he say it Mishmei de Rav? On Malay, in yes, he said in the name of Rav. This wasn't Rav Chizda on his own. Rav Chizda said in the name of Rav that Ein Haktora Mefagelas Haktora, and the Gemara Taka says it Menami. Om Rav Chizda, Om Rav, Ein Haktora Mefagelas Haktora. So bottom line is we have machlokes between Harifa de Mbedisa and Rav, as quoted by Rav Chizda. Yes, gentlemen.
In the case of Lavona. Mm-hmm. Did we say a few days ago you can bring Lavona independently as a separate?
You can bring that as a separate carbon nadava. Right.
Okay. So, 100%. And when you bring that Lavona as a nadava, mm-hmm. does it need any accompaniment, or can it be just brought
all on its own?
Okay, so there's no question. Lavona is an independent item that can be offered on the mizbeach.
Exactly right.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Can you explain again how, under what circumstances, saying I'm going to be maktir the next day is not pigle?
Okay, so then, very good. So we're in the middle of the, if you're talking about one of the first three, in other words, the kohen is now taking his kmitza with the three fingers, and he says, Rabbi, so you see this beautiful kmitza that I just did, it's one of the avoidas koshes of Migdash, you see, I did a great job, I'm going to go and tell everybody that the shirayim of this korban we're going to eat tomorrow. Clearly, by making that statement, he's going to have a din of pigle, and therefore shirayim will be awesome. What happens if instead of saying we're going to go and eat this shirayim tomorrow, he says we're going to go and be makter the levoina tomorrow, and we have to makter the levoina in order to be able to eat the shirayim. So that's what the Gemara calls. So that would be, if at the time of the kmitza he has in mind the haktorah tomorrow, the Mishnah said that would also be a form of pigle. Because pigle is not only to go and have in mind about a davar shedarkei lechol, it's also to have in mind about a davar shedarkei lehaktir. And the reason for that is, as you know, because pigle, the posik about pigle starts off, the double loshen of achila comes to say, echad achilas adam, the echad achilas mizbeach. The chiddush of our Gemara is not that at the time of the kmitza he had a machshava of haktara lemachar, but at the time of the initial haktara he had in mind a haktara lemachar. If you're only talking about one haktara, that would be impossible. What we're talking about is he has in mind to be makter the kmitza today, not that he has in mind. He's actually being makter the kmitza as he's on the marocha. He's putting the kmitza on the mizbeach. We see the smoke coming up, and Barbara says, oh, I did a great job. At that time, the kohen screams out and says, we're going to go and be makter levoina, not today, Rabbi Sai. Today is a very busy day. Mm-hmm. It's a long daf. I just came back from Eretz Yisrael, and I really don't have the time. I have to teach my students. Miachim, tomorrow we're going to go be makter the levoina. The question is that a machsheves pigle? So Gemara brought that it's a machloikis between the Harifa to Babadisa that said that's also a masa pigle, and therefore it's not that the levoina is going to become osur, you can't eat the levoina anyway, it's inedible, but it's going to cause the shirayim to go and become osur be pigle as a result of this bad machshava. However, Rav Chizda Amar Rav said, no, that ein haktara mefegelas haktara, and if you're in the middle of doing haktara of the kmitza, and you have in mind haktara of the levoina tomorrow, that's Gunish, mid Gunish, it's nothing.
So how is he going against the Mishnah?
No, he's not going against the Mishnah. We have Machloikas Harifa de Pompadisa at the top, and we have a Rav Chizda Amar Rav here in the back. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya. Afana nami tanina, that by any one of the four. If he has a mind to be makdav shadar kilahak there, it's pigle, says the Gemara. isn't that lahakta davishadak lahakta referring to all four, and therefore have a raya from the Mishnah haktorim mefegelas haktora? So Gemara says no. It's konzain that you can understand the Mishnah only the first three, the koimitz, the noisim mekli, b'hamoylech. There you can have a machshava pigel both legabi achila and legabi haktora. But when you're talking about number four, the matir, you can't have a machshava mefegelas from one haktara to another.
And how does what Rav Meir say play into things?
Okay, so Rav Meir is not referring to the two matirim, he's referring to the nitar, meaning you have the nitar is the subject of your matir. The matir, in the case of a korban, if you're talking about a regular korban, like your regular korban that you shecht an animal, whether it's your korban chatas, your korban oily, your korban oshem, your korban shlomim, whatever it happens to be, the matir is the Zrika Saddam on the Mizbeach, and the Nitar is the Basar and the Emurim. The Basar, La'achila, unless it's an Oila, which also goes on the Mizbeach, and the Emurim are the Chalovim that you put on the Mizbeach. There's only one Matir, and that's the Zrika Saddam. By the Mincha, you have two Matirim. One Matir is the putting of the Kmitza on the Mizbeach. The second Matir is putting the Levoina on the Mizbeach. If during both of those, during the Akhtar of both of those, the Kohen has a machshava of chutz l'zmane, chutz l'mkoyimai, then the shirayim become, that's the nitter, becomes pigul. That's crystal clear. The question is, what happens if he only had in mind by one of the two? Only by the haktores ha-kmitza or the haktores ha-levoina? Would that also affect a case of pigul? So, our Gemara told us before, we had a machloikis in the Mishnah between Rameir and the Chacham. The Rameir says, you can be mefagel even with chotzi matri, in other words, one of the two. And the Rabbanan said, no such thing. It's a package deal. You got to be mefagel with both of them. If you only have machshava pigel on one of them, it's possible to aim by cars. Okay? You're very welcome.
Just a quick question, because we said yesterday we had a question of Yochanan Rosh Lakish about halacha. I thought we said halacha was not really, that was confusing me, because I thought we said halacha. Now we're saying halacha is one of the four, we travel in it, but it seemed like Rabbi Yochanan gave it a special status, as it normally it wouldn't necessarily be one of the steps that where you could be mafagel.
So if you remember, we had a discussion when it says in the Mishnah HaMoylech, which is what you are referring to, which halacha were we talking about? Were we talking about the halacha of going up the kevesh to the Mizbeach to go and do the haktara? Or were we talking about being moylech, the remaining, the kmitza that I have, and you have to put that into the klisharis, being moylech that and putting into the klisharis? And the Gemara said, you cannot say that that's pshat, because it doesn't it say in order. We just had now Zehaklal, the koimitz and the noisim mekli, and then the moilech, not that the moilech comes before the noisim mekli. The Gemara says, no, Tani Achi, Nishkeferlech, go make a slight emendation in the Lashon of the Mishnah, and therefore talk about a second halacha, not the halacha of taking the kmitza up to the Mizbeach in the klisharis, but the halacha of taking the kmitza and putting it into the second klisharis. That's what the Gemara. That's how the Gemara answered the kasha that you're asking now. Didn't we say the halacha? Yeah.
So Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a case of which where you're taking the kmitza and putting it into the second kli. That's what he's talking about.
No, he's saying that that's how you can explain the Mishnah. We had if you go back to the Gemara of yesterday, Tezayin Amid Beis, Iboyilahu Pigel Bahilocha Mahu Bishas Lahilocha. He had a machshavas pigel. What was the shaila? The shaila is the chayra. There are two halachas. There's a halacha of the kmitza and there's a halacha of the levoina. So Rabbi Yochanan's halacha kmitza, just like kmitza on its own does the trick, and you can go be mafagel. Here too, by halacha you can be mafagel. Vishlokashom halacha kehaktora. Halacha has the same din as haktora, and the haktora you have to have both of them together, both the levoina and that. So the Gemara asked, don't we learn in our Mishnah, in the Mishnah that we just quoted, that at the time that you're being moilech, that's enough to go make the kmitza. You don't have to have two. So Gemara said, maybe that halacha is not referring to the halacha of the kevish to go and put in the maracha, but rather that's the halacha to go and take the kmitza and take it from the three fingers of the koyin and be moilech it and put it into the second klisharis. So therefore you have no right from that Mishnah to the machloikis between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, because we're talking about two different halachas. Okay? Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now, so we ended off what we've been learning until now, that we have a machloikis, whether haktor is mefagelis haktor or not. Now, on the third wide line, Omer of Yanke bar idi mishmei dabai afanan namitinina. I'm going to bring a raya to Rav Chisda Omer Rav that Ein Haktara Mefageles Haktara. What's the raya? From the Mishnah that we learned yesterday on Tes Zayin Omid Aleph. What did it say in the Mishnah? Shochet Echem Ekvasem Lechem Imenu Lemachar Hu Pigol V'Chaveirei Kosher. What is this all about? You remember our favorite Kivsei Atzeres, which are brought once a year on Shavuos, and their Matirim the lechem. Which lechem? The shtei halechem, which was a very special cup of carbon that you only had once a year, and that was matir, the chodosh, in the base of Mikdash. Anyway, so what did it say in that Mishnah? Shachet echem and a kvasim. The two kvasim altogether. He shechted so far keves number one. And he had in mind lechel mimenu, from that keves, lemachar. He shechted, he says, Rabbeisai, tomorrow, we're going to have on Yisroel Chag, we're going to have a Suda, Kesuda Shloim B'Bishata, we're going to eat from these kvasim, from this kevis, not these kvasim, from this kevis that I'm shechting now, L'mochar. No, so tomorrow, who pigle? That's an obvious case of pigle. He has in mind during one of the four avoidais by the Shechita, Lecha L'mochar, it's pigle, nothing to talk about. The Chaveroi, but the other kevis will be kosher. That's not a problem because he didn't have a machshava on the second, he only had a machshava on the first. What happens if he has in mind lechol mechaveiroi lemachar? Meaning, I'm shechting now the first keves, and I'm saying, Rabbi Isai, you hear? You see, I'm shechting it. We're going to eat from the second keves lemachar. Ooh, that sounds like a machshavas pigel. Our mishnah we said yesterday, shneiem ksheirim. Both of them are kosher. Why are they both kosher? My timer. La mishum de kiman de lav matir de dehu. Lo yimotzi mefagel bay. The reason is because, as you said before, ein matir mefagel matir. How can you go and have the first keves go and machkalia go and make pigle to the second keves? That's not the nitar. Each one of themselves are matirim on their own carbon. In other words, the Shechitas HaKeves is one of the four avoides, which leads up to the Zrika Sadam for that Keves. And the second Keves, the same thing. You shecht it for itself, and you do the Zrika Sadam for itself. If either one of them, if you have Bishas the Shechita, or Bishas the Kabbalah Sadam, Bishas the Ilocha, you have a Machshava, Bishas the Zrika, you have a Machshava to go and eat from this Keves tomorrow. That would be a pigle on its own. But to be Mefagel from one to the other, how can you go and be Mefagel? It doesn't work. And therefore, it's like you were saying before, ein matir mefagel es hamatir. So isn't that the same case over here? We have here the two. What are the two? We have the kmitza and the levoina. We're being makter both of those. If we trust the haktorah of the kmitza, he says, oh, we're going to go and eat, we're going to be makter this levoina tomorrow. So isn't that akin to this situation over here where he's saying that I'm shechting one and we're going to go and eat the other one tomorrow? And we said they're both kosher. So, l'choira, don't I have a good raya to Rav that ein haktorah mefageles haktorah? You can't go from the kmitza to the levina, and you cannot go from the shechita of keves one to shechita number two to keves number two. So l'choira, it's a very parallel good raya. So tomorrow, like, it's nice raya, but it's not conclusive. Why? Hasam hu d'lo ikva b'chad mona, avachochad ikva chad mona kichad damu. Meaning that in the case of the two kvasim are separate kvasim. This is kevis number one, this is kevis number two. They are not caged together in the same kli. And so therefore, if you have in mind from kevis one to kevis two, ein kevis or ein matir mefagel es hamatir, and therefore is goodish. That's why they're both kosher.
They are caged together with the two lachme.
We're not talking about the lechem, we're only talking about the kvasim now.
But the kvasim themselves, they are united. They're one.
Each kevis with one lechem. They weren't bagged together in one kli. But here, however, when you're talking about the case of the mincha and the levoina, they were put in one kli mamish. And so therefore, even though there we said you can be mevagel from kevis one to kevis two, but you theoretically could be mevagel from the kmitza to the levoina, because they're together as one package, the package deal, and here they are separate packages, so to speak. Not that we're saying what your svar is a bad svar. What we're saying is it's not a conclusive raya from that Mishnah, because maybe only over there do I say they're both kosher. But in our case, since they are packaged together, then it becomes much more of a single fused matter together, even though I do it separately, but the Kedusha came together in the Klishars.
Well, we learned yesterday that the Levona and the Kamis from the Mincha could be burned separately without...
100%, you can go and burn each one separately.
Put in the second kosher together?
The initial, before you did the kmitza, they were put into the same klishar. So that's according to everybody. How do you bring your korban mincha? You start off by bringing your klisharis. First you have to pour in some shemen, but that's not for discussion. Then now you go and pour in the full isorin of soles, or whatever your minchas, machvas, marcheshes, mafitaner, you put that all inside the kli, and then you pour on top of it levina, and then you call of the kohen, kohen coming over, do the kmitza. And what does the kohen do at this point? First thing is you have to push over the levina to the side. Can anybody push the levina to the side? Does it have to be a kohen, or could even be a zar? We had a discussion about that a couple of days ago. You remember the Gemara, whether the likut levina can be done by a zar or not? Fine. And then the kohen goes and takes his kmitza from the of the three fingers. But before that happens, the levina and the kmitza, not only the kmitza, the whole mincha, were packaged together in the same kli. So therefore, maybe in that case, says the Gemara, you would hold haktara mefagelas haktara, because the two become merged as if they're into one. But here, the two kvasim were never caged together in the same kli, that we should go and say they're one. Each one is separate. So therefore, we can make a distinction between the Mishnah of yesterday, which says you cannot be mefagel from kevis 1 to kevis 2, and our case over here, where we say you can, according to the Harif of the Bumdi, so you can be makter and mefagel from the levoina to the kmitza, or the kmitza to levoina. Yeah. Yes, from Eretz Yisrael.
But with the two kvasim, isn't the of that specific avoda requires the two kvasim? Meaning,
absolutely.
So
we do need both of them, and they're both
kavua,
matir.
They are kavua in a way, and in the book I had, they show them in whole. The tenufa happens with both lechem surrounding them. So the tenufa, you're right, they're not caged in a cage, but they're caged in the two
They're inseparable in a sense.
Right,
of
they have this mystical, unique connection that makes them to one. I don't want to use that word, that's a vomit word. But they are one mana, as it were, they're one korban.
What you're saying is beautiful. And what you are saying is what Avyanka Bar Ivi said, Mishmei Dabaya, Afanana Mitanina, I'll bring your raya from one case to the other. Both of these are mefaglim, or both of them are matirim, which are together, caged together, put together, they wave to each other, they smile together, it's all true, they're inseparable. True. Yeah. And therefore the Chayav HaGutarayah says, although they're inseparable, this still has a little bit more of a separation than the other. Because here it's really packaged together in one klisharis. The Kedusha came at one time. So therefore, even though by the Kvasim we're saying that one keves cannot go mimafagel the other keves, don't bring a concrete 100% or 1,000% raya that ain't aktorma forgetless aktorah, because if I was a harifa de pumbedisa, I could see a distinction between the two. Here, these are two separate kvasim. They are breathing differently, they're eating differently, they're sleeping differently. And here, these two are sleeping together, the kmitza and the levoina, inside the same kli. Inanimate, obviously, they don't sleep, but the point is that they are the fusion of those two. Could still be viewed as different than the other two. Not that this is a concrete raya either way. It's just saying, can I bring 100% raya from the Mishnah of yesterday to the din of today? Brother Shai, you had a question.
To clarify, when the fusion of the kmitza and the levona, pitim and the levona, that's in the first cleave you showed. The second cleave you showed, I think you had told us that, that's only the Rambam.
Okay, so very good. Our Gemara has told us that there is no ein ikuv b'mincha, which means that you can go and put the kmitza on the mizbeach first, or you can put the levoina on the mizbeach first, which therefore suggests that they are in two separate receptacles. The Rambam, however, says that l'chatchila one's supposed to go and put the two together in one, meaning that after you took the kmitza from kli one, and now you put it into the second kli sharis, you should now also collect the levoina and put that also into the second kli sharis. But it's not ma'akiv. Because if you didn't, and you put one on the mizbech before the other, it's also kosher.
So if you didn't relate the Rambam, the binding together, the
it's only from the first three shards, it's not the second. Only from the first, and not from the second.
Right.
Good. Okay. Omar Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna says now something, just the expression is a fascinating expression. Omar Rav Amnuna, Hamilza Ivla Li Rav Chanina. Rav Amnuna says, when I was in the yeshiva, and I was learning by Rav Chanina, he was Ivlali. Ivlali is from Lushan Bliya.
That's a picture.
A picture of what? Of the Kmitz and the Levina? Or the two Kvasim?
All of them.
All that. Holy cow.
You want it?
It's not a cow. It's a kebis.
We'll see it later. That's a show and tell.
Thank you. Okay. Some people learn by visual modality.
Well, that you should refer to Barry's book.
Yeah, that's what I just emailed.
A picture is worth 1,000 words, right?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah, sometimes even more.
He swallowed him, Rabchinian swallowed him?
I would like to say, after the oilam gets tamed down, it's Amr Rab Nuna. Hom milse ivla li Rabchanina. Rabchanina gave me something to swallow. That's the literal translation, blia, to swallow. However, Rashi says, Rabchanina gave me to taste something. Ivla li, Rashi, about almost halfway down, ivla li hatimeni v'limdani. He gave me something to taste, and I tasted it, and from this I learned something. But now, says Rav Amnuna, perhaps it's somewhat exaggerated, but the way he says it is very dramatic and very graphic. He says, what he just taught me is so sweet to me, and is such a great chiddush. Rashi says, tequila means ushkuli. It weighs like everything else that I've learned in Shas.
In other words,
sorry?
A shot of tequila.
Shot of tequila? Okay. I didn't know whether that's good or bad. Tequila. Oh, because tequila. I got you. Where's Shelly? Yeah, tequila. Thank you. Anyway, so he said that this Dvar Torah that we're going to learn now over the next 2 or 3 minutes, 5 minutes, depends how many questions there are, is so beloved to me. Rashi says, Chaviva Olai, like all of my learning. Mesechtes Brochus, Mesechtes Shabbos, Mesechtes Erevin, and Psochim, and the Gantz Moyed, and the Gantz Nezikin, and the Gantz Noshim. All this Shtikel Torah is much more chaviv to, not much more, but it's chaviv to me, like all the other learning that I did. Wow, that's a pretty strong statement. Yes, a question on that? Yeah?
Rav Havnuna is an Amor from Rebavel, Dor Shlishi.
Okay.
And Rechanina is an Amor Eretz Yisrael, Dor Rishon.
Uh-huh. So how did the two meet?
Yeah.
So maybe there was a second of him, Rav Chanina. Maybe the second of him.
Was a doctor. Rav Chanina went in to have him to check out something.
From Bubble Tech. So there's a Bubble.
Specialist, you never know.
Okay, I cannot respond to that because I didn't know either of the two. It was before my time. And maybe there was another Rav Amnuna, maybe another Rav Chanina, Chvesnish. Maybe he sent him in a letter, and that was how we gave him the time and didn't speak to him directly, person to person, but he sent him in a letter. Don't know. Anyway, so continuing the bar. So what did he tell him that's so exciting? Oh, Hikter Koimitz Lehakter Levoina Lechol Shirayim Lemochar Pigul. He did a kmitza, and Bishas, he had the kmitza, he had a machshava, right? Hikter Koimitz, he's being marked to the kmitza. He has a moina Lehakter Levoina Lechol Shirayim Lemochar. Now notice it doesn't say Vilechol. It just says Lehakter Levoina Lechol Shirayim Lemochar. So Trishas, the Kemitza, he has this huge machshavas pigel. What's a huge? Lakta Levoina, Lechol Shirayim, pigel. Now this, Rav Chanina, Rav Amnuna said, this is givaldik. So my kamashmalan, let us understand, let's kind of dissect this halacha and understand what Rav Chanina's chiddush is. I hak Torah mefagelis hak Torah, kamashmalan. Maybe the ikkar that he was trying to tell us is the first part, that he was makter koimitz, lahakter levoina. Oh, so that's the very top case that we started off with today, the Chariva de Bamadisa, Haktor Mefagelis Haktorah, and maybe that's the Chiddush. Not like Rav Chisda Omarav that said, Ein Haktor Mefagelis Haktorah, but Haktorah is Mefagel Haktorah. Is that what he wanted to tell us, Kamash Malan? So Lema Hikter Koimitz Lehakter Levoina. Why does he have Makter Koimitz Lehakter Levoina? Lecho Shirayim, let him stop after Hikter Koimitz Lehakter Levoina. Period. Elamai, maybe his Iker Chiddush was Imafagle Mechotzi Matir Kamash Bolan, meaning that he was Makter the Kmitza, and during the Haktoris the Kmitza he had in mind Lechol LaShirayim LaMachar. But that was only one act that he had, one Machshavis Bigel, the Shas the Haktoris the Kmitza. And now he's having in mind Lechol Shirayim. No, that's what we call mefagle mechotzi matir. So maybe that's what he wanted to go and teach us. That imefagle mechotzi matir kamashla, and we want to paskin like a mayor. So leima, he should only say the second half. Hikter koimitz lecho shirayim lemochar. So elamai itravayu kamashla. Maybe he wants to teach us both of these halachas. That haktorah mefagelis haktorah, as well as that mefagle mechotzi matir. So leima, then he should add a vav. Leima hikter koimitz lehakter levoina. And vilecho shirayim lemachar, which could be interpreted both as an and, or like in English, and/or. And therefore, you mark the koimitz lahakta levoina, or you makta koimit lecho shiraim lemach, and then it's bigel. So I don't understand why he left out the vav. He's trying to teach those two halachas. So lechoira, if he's talking about number one, he should have only brought that first halacha, koimit lahakta levoina. If he's only talking about the din of Mefagel Mechotzi Mati, he should only said Lechol Shiraim. What do I need this Lachta Levoina? Elamai wants to teach us both, so why are we missing the Vav? Amar Vada Barahava Li Oilom Kosover Ein Haktar Mefagelis Haktar. He really holds like Rav Chizom Rav Ein Mefagelis, and he also holds like the Chachamim the Ein Mefagel Mechotzi Mati. How could we say that it's bigger? Vishani Hacha the Poshtalei Machshava Bekula Mincha. By going and having in mind this double machshava, even though each one on its own is gunished, it's nothing, because we hold, this mandiyama holds, ein haktor mefagelis haktor, ve'ein mefagel mechotzi mati. But by bringing them together, we're merging all of them into one big happy family. B'shas the haktoris hakmitza, I have in mind to be makter the levoina tomorrow, and I have in mind to go and eat tomorrow. I'm putting it all together as one big, big machshava. Guess what? It all merges, fuses, it becomes like one big, gewaltige machshava, and the whole thing is pigo.
Now, this is like magic.
Exactly. That's why
you said. But how can it work if you don't hold with either of the two premises? How can chaining them together into one machshava work?
So, as you know, there's
two premises.
Yeah, keep on the same page. There's the English expression that two halves is bigger than the whole.
Some is greater than
the parts.
Some is greater exactly.
Some of the parts is greater than the parts.
In our case, the two parts together are greater than the total.
Which is the same.
You do
the sum is greater than the parts.
It looks like
the two parts are greater than the total. Well, sorry, he was saying
that he's doing it bechalim echad, with one thought.
Yes, with one thought, exactly. So what does it teach us? What the Gemara is teaching us is that these two half machshavas that usually don't work separately, but if you fuse them together all in one, then it works.
So you're not mfag with chatzim machshava, but this is a ganz machshava.
It's a ganz machshava. Because of the fact that you took what normally would be two invalid machshavas, by putting them together, now it becomes a valid machshava.
Two negatives become positive.
Two negative. Oh, very good.
Yeah, saying. Right.
100%. So I was... what is the Chiddush? And why is he so, Rav Amnuna, so ecstatic? What I think perhaps, what the Gemara is trying to tell us is that very often a person in life says, what can I accomplish? I'm just one guy out of 9 billion, and your fellow friend says the same thing. What can I accomplish? What am I? I'm just one guy. That may be true, each one your own. But two people together, when they unite and they fuse together, then they become like a koyach harabim. And the Arab Chassidim don't become pigle, but then they become a koyach harabim by merging together with hava ach v'sholem v'reis. So I was discussing this with my son yesterday as we were learning the daf. So my son Ben Sion said that has the same message as given by Rashi in Parshas B'chukosai. What does it say in Rashi in B'chukosai? That if Klal Yisrael does the mitzvahs in B'chukosai Teleichu, and you do what you're supposed to, V'rodfu mikem chamisha mea, five of you will be able to go and pursue 100 of the enemy, U'mea mikem revovi yedoifu, and 100 will be able to pursue 10,000.
Right.
Now Rashi says this is not proportionate,
right,
because five can pursue 100, that means each one 20.
Yeah.
So if now you're dealing with Meya, so it should be 2,000. Meya can go and now pursue 2,000. But it says Revolver Yudayfu, 10,000. How does that work?
It's a
multiplier.
So Rashi, V'loyhoye tzorech loymar ele meya mikem shnei alavim yudayfu. If you have each one individually doing it, it's takas they shine and they are fine. But you have a tzibur doing it together, the koyach tzibur is very, very great. So here too, we're putting together, here we're not talking about individuals, we're talking about the maisa here of the pigul, but perhaps that is the message that Rav Amnuna got from Reb Chanina, which he felt was so, so beautiful, that each one of us on our own is perhaps only like a chotzi, but we work together. It's not Shali or Shalach. It's Shalano. We're working together as one. We can accomplish so much for Yiddishkeit and for Torah.
That's exactly what I was saying to Rabbi much more called.
Yeah.
You know, got more hand outside. People, they were talking about. Yeah. He says. I said, don't worry, it starts with one. When you have two, it's not just one. And that just happened in there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so you are...
They have one
ready?
Okay. That one is sitting with us. So let's continue on. Now we have one shtickle. Gemara, Tony Tana Kami Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, Hikter Koimitz Lechol Shirayim V'divrei HaKoil Pigel. So he says something. Once again, we've had so many startling statements today. He says, you're makter the koimitz. Lechol l'shirayim. According to everybody, it becomes pigel. Is that true? After all, if you're talking about a normal carbon mincha, you have both the kemitza and you have the levoina. It's a chatzimater. And what's the halacha by chatzimater? It's a machloikis. So how does he say divya kol pigel? If you were listening even for 1 second, you heard there's a machloikis between a meir and the chachamim, whether mafagli b'chutzi mater or not. What are you talking about? So Timur, you're right. Ela ema, make a slight emendation. Don't say divya kol pigel, divya kol possible. Everybody agrees that it's possible. It's not pigel, but it's possible. We had this already earlier on in the Mishnah, and the reason why the Chum hold that it's possible, as you recall, is Mishum Zeira. It's an Iker din about it's kosher, because he's a Mefagel Chotzi Matir, but just in case, in another case, and by the Minchas Chote, where there only is Kemitza and there's no Levoina, so therefore, good. Freikim of Aleima, Harizeh Pigov Rameiri, instead of making an amendment or emendation and saying that the Viakol possible, why don't you go and say, Hikter Koimitz Lecho Shiraim, Harizeh Pigov Lefira Meir, Vremeiri. Why don't you make that change? So in other words, what was the change? We started off a koimitz, a hikter koimitz lechol shirayim divya koil, pigel. So he says, you're right, change it. Le divya koil, don't say pigel, say possel. Pray tomorrow, why don't you go make a different emendation? Hikter koimitz lechol shirayim, harizeh pigel. Not le divya koil, but harizeh pigel. And as Vremeiri, that would be also an acceptable emendation. Says the Gemara, mitzan svori, you're right. But Tana Divriya Koil is Nayua. This Tana that is repeating this halacha, he heard the words Divri HaKoil. He made a mistake with Pigel and Possel. The Pigel and Possel Michlaflay. After all, they're almost the same word. The Pei and the Lamed are the same. The Pei Vov and Lamed are the same. So maybe he misunderstood, he misheard what, or maybe he just forgot. Okay, so it could be that he made a change from Pigel to Possel, Possel to Pigel. If he heard the words Divri HaKoil, it's unlikely that he made a mistake, and what he really thought, or not he thought he heard Divri HaKoil, but it's unlikely that he actually heard Harizeh Pigel. That's not likely. So all the Gemara is saying is that if you have to make an emendation to what he said, make one. The more likely mistake is from the Pigel to the Apostle, the Apostle to the Pigel, as opposed from Divri HaKoil to the Harizeh.
The mayor would say that it's
Mufadl B'chatzi Matur,
and it should be
Pigel. But he didn't hear, he heard a
Divrei HaKol. Divrei HaKol possible means at a minimum that it's possible. You're right, according to the mayor, it's not only possible, it's even Pigel. It means good to everybody, with two nishesim.
Okay.
According to both of them, it's trait.
Yesh l'chal b'sam, yesh l'chal
masayim mara. Oh, good.
Yeah, but this is not like a shot of tequila at all.
This is not a shot of tequila. No, this is just a small change because he made a mistake.
Is a little puzzle like a little pregnant?
I'm not sure. You'll let us know afterwards. Notice we're just finishing off Perek HaKoimitz HaMincha, and we're starting Perek HaKoimitz HaMincha.
We're hadrin right away.
So now the question is, how do you distinguish between the two? So if you notice, at the very end of the Rashis of this Perek, Hadlach HaKoimitz Zuta, and then he starts off the next one, HaKoimitz Rava. So therefore, to distinguish between the two Prakim, this is called the Zuta, presumably because it's shorter, and then HaKoimitz Rava. And in fact, if you look at the top of tomorrow's Omer Aleph, you'll see it says HaKoimitz Rava at the top, it doesn't say HaKoimitz Zuta. Okay. Anyway, what does it say in the Mishnah? Very, very straightforward Mishnah. HaKoimitz is a mincha, lechol dover she'ein darke lechol. You're doing the kmitz on the mincha to eat something which is ein darke lechol. Ulahak the dover she'ein darke lehakter. So in the Moshul, he has in mind lechol dover she'ein darke lechol that he's going to eat the levoina tomorrow. Or he has in mind that he's going to be makter the shirayim tomorrow. Thank you. Hak dover she'ein darke lehakter. In both cases, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because that's not the derech. It's not a normal machshavas pigel. Yeah, Reb Lezer Poisel. Reb Elazar holds that it's possible. What is the svara of Reb Elazar? That's going to occupy us for the rest of today's daf. We're going to start off with that Reb Elazar learned it from a pasuk, and subsequently the Gemara is going to say, no, Reb Elazar is talking about midrabanan, and that's why he says the word paisel, that midrabanan al tzegzeira. We're going to get to that in Mi'at Hashem shortly. But in the meantime, state in the Mishnah that even though you're switching from Achilas Odom to Achilas Mizbeach, and Achilas Mizbeach to Achilas Odom, you're talking about Alecha Davashein Darka Alecha, like eating the Levoina, or Lahakta Davashein Darka Lahakta, like eating the.
But the Makta the Shirayim.
I'm sorry, to be Makter the Shirayim. In both cases, the Tanakhama says kosher, because it's not normal. Reb Elazar said, no, it's possible. Good. So far, that's normal. Less than a kezayis. That's kosher. Why? Because it has to be a shir of achila of at least a kezayis. Also kosher. She'en achila v'haktora mitzdarfin. These two, the chotzizayis and the chotzizayis of achila and haktora, are not mitzdarf. Now, it's interesting that the Mishnah tells us this, because this is really, word for word, a short Mishnah that we had on Yud Beis Amud Beis. If you turn back to Yud Beis Amud Beis, you'll see towards the bottom of the Amud, there's a Mishnah. And the Mishnah is a short Mishnah, but it's word for word what we just said in the last line. Lecho kechutzi zayis, lehakti kechutzi zayis, kosher, shein achila v'haktora mitzdarfin. Chutzi zayis lecho, chutzi zayis lehakti, kosher. Why did not mitzdarf? Going back to our Mishnah, same words. Mamish, same words. Lechel kechutzi zayis, lahak kechutzi zayis, kosher, shein achila v'haktora mitzdarfin. Now Rabbeinu HaKadosh knew that only four blot ago he already had that word for word the same. Why was this repeated? Says Rashi, I'll tell you why it was repeated. Because according to the Maskonis HaGemara, the reason why Reb Elazar is poisel in the Reisha is al gzeira. What's the gezeira? The gezeira is that even though he's being mitzdarif, these two, not mitzdarif, he's doing the wrong kavana. He's lechel dovish ein darka lechel ulahakta dovish ein darka lahakter. Says the blood, I have to passel it gezeira that the next time it's going to be a machshav of lechel dovish darka lechel and lahakta dovish darka lahakter. And there'll be a successful pig, and then everybody's going to say, "Well, I remember the other day we had such a machshava," and they won't realize that it was lechel dovish ein darka lechel ulahakta dovish ein darka lahakter. So because of this potential confusion, that's why he was machmir, as well as lechel dovish darka lechel lahakta dovish darka lahakter pochis mikizayis. Says the Mishnah, it's kosher if it's less than a kezayis. Why don't we say over here too that maybe there'll be confusion between a chotzi zayis and a ganze kezayis? Says our Mishnah, even though Reb Elazar passed in the first case, when it comes to being merging two chotzi zayisim, even he agrees that we do not make any gezeira, and therefore it's kosher. You look at the Rashi over here. Hakoyim mitzrapa lechol davishen darka lechol. V'chuli. Now going to the end of the Mishnah. Dovish darka lechol pochas mikazayis is kosher. How Mishnah you say that? The Chori is just repeating. So tonight we have the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis. Lechol kosizayis that kosizayis is kosher. El Reb Elazar itzrich. The Avagav the Pasul Reb Elazar machshav shaloi kedarkoi. The Gozer otu kedarkoi. Like we said in the Reisha. Pasul mid upasul mid Rabbanan. Hachalei Gozer pochas mikazayis otu kizayis. That's why we bring the two cases together. Yes, in this case, Reb Elazar was machmir, so we have to make a gzeira. But in the case of Pochim Mikazayis, or Tukazayis, we don't have to make a gzeira. Why do you make a gzeira in some places and not other places? And you can never add either Dover Shriach and Shriach, or we don't know what the problems or issues that Rabbanan faced at that time. Apparently, this question of a machshav of Kedarke, Shloi Kedarke, was, if you will, a hot issue that people were concerned about, that I put the machshav on the wrong thing. You have to make a gzeira to make sure it's possible in all cases. People shouldn't make mistakes. But chutzi zayis zayis, everybody knows, no. It's got to be a full achila. Achila
is kezayis.
Achila is kezayis.
There's no much serif of achilas mizbeach and achilas adam.
Exactly. Zoki bar. Umabasi, Rabbi Yochanan, my time to the blessing. Where does the blessing come from? You had a machshava to go and eat a dovish in darka lechol, like eating levoina, or to be makted the shirayim. Reb Elazar says it's poison. Why is it possible? Amrav Yechem, my temple, Reb Elazar, my crowd says in the pasuk, then he ochel, ye ochel, mipsar, zevach, shlomav. what's the double lashon hey achli yachol b'shteachin zekazu medaber echad chilas adam echad chilas mezbech loy melach kishem shemachashim b'chilas adam kach machashim b'chilas mezbech. That this part everybody agrees to. That's what pigul is all about. You have machshav achilas adam davish darke lechol and machashim achilas mezbech davish darke lehakde. But now says Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar goes one step further. וכשם שמחש מאכילס אדם לאכילס אדם ומאכילס מזבח לאכילס מזבח כך מחש מאכילס אדם למזבח ומאכילס מזבח לאדם. You can switch the two. Why? Why do you say that? My timer. מנפקין רחמון על הקטורה בלושן אכילה. Why did the Torah say במהי אוכל יהי אוכל? Why didn't say במהי אוכל יקדר? What's it there? Hey, ochel yochel, to tell you that achilas mizbeach, which we normally call haktara, is also called achila. Oh, once it's achilas, and then you can switch around one achila for the other, and that's the svar of Reb Lezer. Frey Timura, Reb Lezer seems to have a point. Rabbanan, no, haydafkin rabbanan b'lashan achilas to teach us two other halachas. What are those two other halachas? Number one, to loishna ki mechasha b'lashan achila mizbeach, loishna ki mechasha b'lashan haktara mizbeach. What happens if the koyin who is being mafagel, he's saying b'shas the shchita, b'shas the haktora, b'shas the zrika, whatever. He says the gabi the emarin, or in our case the gabi the shirayim. What does he say? We're going to eat tomorrow the emarin on the mizbeach, or we're going to go and be makter tomorrow the emarin on the mizbeach. Says the rabbanan. Normally, the term that you would use would be to be makter the emarin tomorrow. But since the Torah said in Ma'ochel Ye'ochel, if you say that we're going to eat and consume these emarin tomorrow on the Mizbeach, that's also a Lashon Achila or a Lashon Haktara.
Successfully mafagel the korban.
To successfully mafagel the korban. So that's why the Torah told us, Ye'ochel Ye'ochel, you don't have to use a Lashon of Haktara by the emarin or the Gabi, the Lavoina or the Mincha that you're putting on the Mizbeach. You can use a Lashon Achila and that also works. Inami, or to tell us halacha number two. Ma'achila b'kzayis, just like normally yes. Any din of achila is a kizayis, whether you want to be mekayim the mitzvah chvayis on Pesach to go mi yoitze to eat achilas matzah or achilas morar, or to be oivan iser that you're eating chas v'shalom achazir or whatever.
Or machshava pigol.
Exactly. So ma'achila b'kzayis and ma'achila b'kzayis, to tell you that din has got to be a minimum kzayis, and that's why the Mishnah said that chutzi zayis is gunish. It's got to be a kizayis. However, after everything said and done, said the Rabbanu l'oylem achila d'orcha mashma. But the word achila means the normal way that you eat. Meaning, when you're talking about a person eating, he doesn't eat levoina. And you're talking about the mizbeach eating, it doesn't eat the shirayim. It's got to be achila d'orcha mashma. Well, choyre the Rabbanu have a good point. Reb Elazar, in ken lichta rachmane him hei ochel, inami im yei ochel. If it's just telling us these two halachas at the top that Rabbanan saying, it's got to be b'derech achila. However, we're learning the din of kezayis, or we're learning that haktorah can also be called achila, then why did the Torah use the same expression? Hey ochel, yei ochel, yei ochel. My hey ochel, yei ochel. Shamas minotarti comes to tell you this second halacha as well, that you can switch from achilas mizbeach to achilas odom, achilas mizbeach. It's all one and the same.
A person never eats levona. The Mizbeach will sometimes eat basar in the case of an ola, mm-hmm. and will sometimes eat shirayim in the case of a korban kohen's mincha.
Right, right.
So to say that the Mizbeach mm-hmm. is eating something she ain't dark or lecho mm-hmm. is not accurate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not accurate because the Mizbeach will, as it were, eat those things sometimes depending on the korban that's being offered.
Yeah, but so, we mean by this particular korban, this okay, is the derech.
Okay.
This, yeah. Okay, so Reb Lezer, Kein Lichter, Rechman, Moch. Good. Amalei Reb Zeira, Reb Asi. V'itaymed Reb Lezer, Mishim Hochi. This was back in the Omer Al, was Reb Asi, Omer Yoichan. So he's saying to Reb Asi now, if that's taka the reason based on a posik, v'itaymed Reb Lezer, Mishim Hochi, Koris Nami Lechayev. Why does it say in the Mishnah just the word poisel, right? It says Reb Lezer poisel. He should go and say, it's a full-fledged pickle mit Koris. As we freight him. Zot Yomar Nochamu, Bihalt Min Amalei Ravad. Yeah, V'itayim Bira Mishem Hochi, Koris Nami Lechayev. It should be pickle, V'yesh by Koris, and not just poisel. V'chitayim Hochanami, if you're going to go and tell me that that's in fact the pshat, even though he uses the word poisel, it really means pickle mit Koris. V'ha'atu di Amris, Mishmei Rabbi Yechon. I heard from you personally, in the name of the same Rabbi Yochanan, Moider Blezer She'ein Onish Karis, that he uses the word poisel bedafka, because it's taken not pickle, it's not Onish Karis, it's only poisel. Amalei Sravasi told him, you have a good point, Tanoihi. You should know it's a machloikis Tanoim. What's the machlekes tanoim? Machlekes tanoim, I'll leave it there, blazer. Ikalaman the omra psula, the oiraisa. And if that pasul is psul the oiraisa based on the pasuk that we just learned on the ochel ye ochel, then it's a full fledged pigle with a capital P and yesh by karis. Ikalaman the omra, it's only psul mandrabon and it's only mishask zera, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, it's only a gzera. Ah, the sanya, where do we find this machlekes? Oh, so now listen carefully, Rabbi Isai. We have two cases. We have case number one. The case number one has three sub-cases. And then we're going to have case number two. The first case is, Hashoichet is the Zavach, he's shechting the Zavach, and he has one of the following three machshavas. Number one, Lishtois midomai lemachar, instead of doing Ezrikas Adam. If Bishas Hashchit, he would say, we're going to do the Ezrikas Adam lemachar, that would be a machshavas pigle. That would be Achilas Mizbeach. But he didn't say that. He said, Lishtois, we're going to go and drink from this dam tomorrow.
Wow.
Or he said, Lahakter mipsar lamachar. The boss is supposed to be eaten and not supposed to be makter. But he had in mind, Lahakter mipsar lamachar. Or Lechel meimur of lamachar. The imran is supposed to be on the mizbeach, not supposed to eat them. But that's what he said. In all of these three cases, it's kosher. And all of these three cases, Reb Lezer, poisel. Now, what's the svara? Why did the Chum say kosher? Why did Reb Lezer say posel? Like our Mishnah, that the person is being Mishana from Achilles Odom to Achilles Mizbeach and Achilles Mizbeach Achilles Odom. By Dam, you're not supposed to talk about drinking the Dam, you're supposed to talk about Achilles Mizbeach of the Zerikas Adam on the Mizbeach. This Lishtois, that's a Loshan of Achilles of Achilles Odom. Similarly, Lahaktim Ibsorah the Mocher, the Bosser of a regular Karm, we're not talking about an Oila, a regular Karm is supposed to be eaten, and he's talking about being Makter it. So we're switching now from Achilles Odom to Achilles Mizbeach. Or Lechem Eimur of the Mocher, that's supposed to be in the Mizbeach, and we're talking about eating it B'day Odom. So in all of these three cases, says the Rabbanan, we have that famous rule, when is there dinner pigle? If you have Achilles Odom to Achilles Odom, Achilles Mizbeach, Achilles Mizbeach, right? What was the Lashon? Lechol is the Dovish Adarka Lechol, and Lahakta Dovish Adarka Lahaktir, but not to go and reverse it. Why does Rebleza hold Pasul? Like we said in the Mishnah, Rebleza Paisul. So that's case number one. Lo Aniach Midom Alamacher. What happens if he says not to go and do the Zerikas Adam tomorrow, not to drink from the Dam tomorrow, but rather we're going to just leave the Dam for tomorrow? That was the Machshava. Of course, if he actually left it for tomorrow because of Belina. The question is this also a machshav of pigel? Lo niach midam lemachar. Here, we don't have Reb Lezer, we have Reb Yehuda poisel. We're going to discuss Reb Yehuda momentarily. Omer Reb Elazar, this is still part, this is still part of the same brisa. Reb Elazar ben Shemua is talking. He says, Af bezu Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer ben Horkinez, Af bezu ir tu Reb Lezer with poisel, the chachomim machshirin. In other words, the identical machloikas that we had in the Reisha of those three cases, that same machloikas that applies in the Lahaniach Midam Lamachar, even though we only had Reb Yehuda Poisel, says Reb Lazar, the same machloikas we had in the Reisha would be here too, between Reb Lazar and the Chacham. Okay, so now that we've concluded the Braisa, remember the purpose of bringing this Braisa is to prove that there are two Tanoim Alibid Reb Lazar. Does Reb Lazar hold that it's just Posel, or that in fact it's Pigel? Where are we going to find them? Oh, it explains Zimara. Reb Yehuda Alibe the Man. This Reb Yehuda that says by Lahaniach Midom Elamocher, he says it's possible. Who is he the mouthpiece for? Which shita does he hold? Alibe the Man. Ilem Alibe the Rabbanon. Does he hold like the Rabban? What does the Rabbanon hold? That you cannot go and establish a successful pigle by switching from Achilles Odom to Achilles Mizbech, and Achilles Mizbech to Achilles Odom. Let's go to the Reisha, for instance, where he said, Lechol me'emur of lemachar, or Lishtois midam lemachar. So he used the Lashon of Achila. Mechshir Rabbanan said, I know you use the nice term Achila, 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 but it doesn't pass over here, because we're talking about things that are supposed to be on the Mizbeach. Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbeach, or Haktoris Ha'emur on the Mizbeach. So you use the Lashon Achila, it doesn't work. And therefore, Mechshir Rabbanan say it's kosher. Haga, where he didn't even use a Lashon of either Haktara or Zerika or Achila. Vosotek is up, Lohaniach. And yeah, that's not a word that a pas for purpose of pigel. It's not a hey ochel. It's not a yei ochel. It's not a yakter. It's not a zrika. Then hochel koshket. Wouldn't you say for sure the rabbanu would hold that it's kosher over here? So if Rabbi Yehuda is poisel, obviously he's not falling in line with the shita of the rabbanu. And leave it blazer. He's saying according to the blazer, this would be possible. Why would it be possible? Because her blazer is not so makbid on the lishoynis. You could switch from achilles odom to achilles mizbeach, even though achilles mizbeach is really not the real term. The real term is achilles mizbeach. So therefore you see that her blazer allows for certain leniencies or vagaries or whatever when it comes to the lashon of pigel. So therefore he says, laniach, says Rabbi Yehuda, I agree with you. According to Rabbanan, it would be kosher. According to Reb Lezer, however, just like Reb Lezer passed in the first three cases, he would pass over here too. And that's what Reb Yehuda is saying, so to speak, in the name of Reb Lezer. So Frank Timoriet, unless you're saying it's a libid Reb Lezer, the Omer Reb Lezer, af bezur Reb Lezer, pois v'chum machshirin, that's the conclusion of the Braisa, Reb Lezer, hain Reb Yehuda. Based on the way you've explained Rabbi Yehuda now, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lozman and Shmuel are saying exactly the same thing. That the same machlokes that we had in the Reisha, the same machlokes is in the Sefer. That what? That just like in the Reisha, the Chacham said it's kosher, and Blaz is poisel, by the Haniach Midam Lamachar, says Rabbi Yehuda, the same machlokes would apply. That according to Rabbanu would be kosher, and according to Blaz would be posel. Isn't that what Rabbi Lozman and Shmuel said? So what did Rabbi Lozman add to what Rabbi Yehuda said? And Lav Korezek Ibinayu, I know the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar. The machlokes is legabe. What would be the din alim de Rabbi Lazar legabe when he uses the term poisel? Does he mean just posel, which is derabanan and no karis, or does he mean poisel that's pigel and yesh pei karis? The Rabbi Yehuda savar lo haniach psula bi'alma, that lo haniach is stama psul b'hanoch karis nami mechayv. In the first three cases, there would be karis, even though Reb Lezer only uses the term poisel. Reb Lezer really means pegel ho, because Reb Lezer learns from the pasuk in Yochel Yeyochel. It makes no difference if you use a lashon achilas odom achilas mizbeach, or you go from odom to mizbeach, mizbeach to odom. It's all pegel karis nami mechayim. Yes, Reb Lezer lemeimer, either the idi posel the ain by karis. Says Reb Lezer, no. After zu Reb Lezer poisel. Poisel means not pigle, only poisel. Therefore, that's why he's repeating it and saying, both in the first case and in the second case, it's only poisel. So l'choida, we have now a raya to what Rav Asi said, that I have a machloikis, what does Reb Lezer hold? Is it just poisel, mid rabbanon, or is it pigle, minatoyra? So Timura, loy, you have no raya. The kuli alma koris leka. Everybody holds that Reb Lezer is not based on the deraisa, and the he'ochel ye'ochel that we darshened before is a beautiful drasha, but that's really not the source of Reb Lezer's halacha. Rather, Reb Lezer is talking midrabanan. And the reason is because of the gzeira, like Rashi said in the Amud Aleph. Because if you're going to say that they have a machshava of achilas odom to achilas mizbech, or achilas mizbech to achilas odom, you're going to say it's not pigel. Chamoira, that next time they'll say even achilas odom to achilas odom, there's no pigel. And of course there is pigel. So because of that gzeira, he was machmir and says it's possible. Not pigel, but it's possible. So, oy bazoy, tell me what is now the machloikis between Reb Yehuda of this praisa and Reb Lozer of this praisa? Give a machloikis bedavar. Give a machloikis means there are three separate deos. And it's very easy. Tanakama sovar bahanoch pligi lo niach divri hakol kosher. The Tanakama says, in the first three cases, in the Reisha, that's where the machloikis is between Reb Lez and the Chacham. Abelaniach tibya kol kosher. Why? Because laniach is neither a machshava of achilas adam nor a machshava of achilas mizbeach. Is gunish mit gunish and it's kosher. Exactly. So that's why everybody would hold that it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa said, no, I respectfully disagree. So b'hanoch pligi, in the first case, the first three cases of the Reisha, they argue. What do they argue about? Achilas adam, achilas mizbeach, achilas mizbeach. That's the machloki between Reb Lez and the Chacham, like we had in our Mishnah. Oh, but laniach tibya kol pasul. Laniach just the opposite. Everybody would agree it's pasul. That's the lashon of even the chacham. Why? My timer. Gzeira mixes domai otu kol domai. What does that mean? Look at the lashon of the brisa. Rebbe Hashuich lezevach lishtois mi domai lemachar. And then afterwards, the next case was poisa laniach Mi dam al macher, not the entire dam, only some of the dam. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, l'niach de v'kol posel, my timer, it's only posel, it's not bigger. The reason is, gzeira mixes domi, otu kol domi. The kol domi is psalu de araisa. To go and have a machshava, the ganze dam, that would be a machshava de araisa of pigel. The sanya, omelem Rabbi Yehuda, iatamoydim li shemenichu l'mocha she posel. You agree with me that if he actually left all right. the dam for the next day, right. it would be possible
out. It could be a no-sir by busser.
Yeah, exactly. And then this would be lena by the dam. So chishva nichal nachal nami possible. That's why I'm telling you it's also possible. So even though it was only mixas midamoy, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible. According to everybody, it would be possible. Sai the chachamim, sai reblezes. Why chum? This is machilas on machilas mizbech. No. My focus is on the fact that. Since he said midamai, and we know if he would be miniach the ganze zach, everybody would hold that it's possible because it's lina. Right. So the machshav alone, even me of miktas, is also enough to make it possible. Als gzeira otu the ganze dam. In other words, I Rabbi Yehuda hold that if he had in mind laniach the whole thing lemacher, that would be pigel. Why would it be pigel? Because
you're not doing the Zerika today. You're going to push it off. You're holding it in abeyance till tomorrow.
And even though he doesn't say, I'm going to do the Zerika tomorrow. But
that's what Dom, Kosha Omer Lizrok Zorok Dami. If it's going to be waiting for tomorrow, it's as if you're saying, I'm going to Zerika tomorrow.
Beautiful. But that's only if it's the full shear. Right. But if it's only mitzvahs, then it would not possibly.
Maybe you will, maybe you won't.
Exactly. So for that, I'm going to apostle al Zayda Midrabanan, and that's why I use poisel according to everybody. The Osir Blazer LeMeimar, that's the Blazer in the Blazer Ben Shemua in the Brisa. Afbezur Blazer Poisachum Machshirim, that the same machloikas that they had in the Reisha, they have the same machloikas that Gabli Aniach in the Sefer. And therefore, bottom line is what the Gemara is saying is those are the three deos. Everybody agrees in the Reisha that that's the machloikas between the Tanakama and her Blazer. That's what it says in the Brisa itself. Hashoich Lezevach Lishreis Midom LeMocher, etc. What's it in? Caution. Reblazer is poisel. What's the machloikis like we had in our Mishnah? Whether you are goyzer, achilis odom, achilis mezbeh, achilis mezbeh, achilis odom. The gabla niach domi lemachar, that's already a three-way machloikis. What's the status by loha niach? According to the Tanakhama of the Braisa, kusha viyusha, because it's not a loshan of achilis, it's not a loshan of haktor, it's not a loshan of shtia, it's a loshan inuach, this is goodish. That's not the text, the language that you have, the terminology that you have to use for pigle.
It's not a trigger word to trigger pigle.
It's not a trigger word to trigger pigle. Very good. Shkoyach. So that's why everybody would agree that it's kosher. Or Rabbi Yehuda said, no, I disagree. Well, so that's the Tanakhama, everybody holds kosher. Since Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's book fakert. Everybody would agree that it's posel. Why it's a posel? Because gzeira mixes tomei or to kol tomei. And gantz tomei, you would agree with me. L'choyde, you should agree that there would be a psul d'araisa. What's a re psul d'araisa? Because if you actually were meniach it, so if I have a machshav l'niach, it's a machshav of doing lina, so it's also a machshav of spiegel. But here it's only mixas. So als the gzeira is everybody holds it's posel. Then Amr Blazer said, no, it's not that everybody holds that it's kosher. It's not everybody holds that it's posel, but everybody holds it's a machloikis. The same machloikis that we had in the Reisha. Legabi the Shtia, and Legabi the Haktor, and Legabi the Elechol Eimurin. Same machloikis of Ilegabi Lohaniach, machloikis between Rabbanan and Reb Lezer. We'll stop over here at Boisai. Have a wonderful day, Zagimit.